Oh, hey. Yeah, classes were all right, I guess. My organic chemistry professor decided to surprise us with an impromptu quiz this morning. And then I completely forgot that I have an essay due for my religious studies class. So I need to somehow get all that taken care of, and sorry. I'm going to just start rambling, and I am sure you don't exactly want to hear that. Oh, where's your mom? Oh, that's right. It's their weekend getaway. God, you know I hate calling her that. She's your mom, and he's my dad. We aren't exactly siblings, you know? Ugh, whatever. You've never exactly treated me like a sister. Oh, you think offering to beat up my ex-boyfriend as being a good stepbrother? All of my friends wanted to beat him up. He had a horrible track record. So really, I just see it as you were being a really good friend. Ew, come on, don't call me that. I am not your little sister. You barely moved in last year. I would say I know you more as an acquaintance from high school. Well, besides, you are only a few months older than me, so don't start thinking you can just boss me around, okay? Anyways, Scoot, stop hogging the couch. The way you just spread your legs out like that, you swear you need to commandeer the entire living room. Okay, let's get something straight. This is my house. This is where I grew up. So I'm going to need you to respect that, okay? You know, actually, I don't even think we had this talk, but look, I really like your mom. Actually, I love her. And I also know my mom would have loved her too. I know the two of them would have gotten along. Your mom does an amazing job respecting the little things that belong to my mom. She likes to keep around the little things that make this house my home. And well, I guess I like you too. You're all right. And I'm glad we get to go to the same college. So, also helps that you're a little bit of a nerd, so I know I can go to you for school help. And don't think I haven't noticed how you like to trick me into making you your favorite food and snacks. See? I like this. So, we're friends. I can't call you my brother. Or even my stepbrother. It's too. Yeah. Formal. Housemates? That sounds like we're in a frat. Ew, no. Don't even think about throwing a party this weekend. I know the parental units are out, but I cannot stand some of your friends. No, they're just so messy. Oh no, I didn't mean personality-wise. They're all pretty cool. But I know that come Sunday, I would be the one that would be cleaning up. Oh, you'd help me. Yeah, sure. Just like when you helped me with Thanksgiving dinner last year. Right. I don't plan on holding my breath. Oh. You know, if you're really serious about a party, I'm just gonna go spend the night with one of my friends. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely serious. What? You want me here? No, you can't just use me as your hostess. Okay. I'll think about it. What are you even watching? The History Channel? Nerd. No, don't you dare. No. Stop it. No. Okay, stop tickling me, please. Oh my god. Oh, please. Okay, please stop. I give up. Do not weigh light as a feather. I swear it's all those chips and candy you eat on the daily. No, stop. Okay. I'm sorry. I give up. Oh. Okay. Oh. Oh, we're really going to be watching this, though. Okay. It's gonna make me fall asleep. The show, I mean. No, I'm not against the History Channel. But his voice, it's soothing. And I'm just so tired. Can I rest my head on you? Thanks. You sure you don't mind sharing the blanket? Okay. Oh, thank you. It's already so warm under here. Yeah, you're like a personal heater. Can I? That's what you get. No. Take it. Take my cold hands on you. Yeah, this is nice. Thank you. I told you. Don't call me your sister. He smells so good. And oh, why does he feel so good? I just want to climb in his lap and... God, no, you cannot think like that. He's your stepbrother. No matter how badly you want to, you need to get that through your head. And is he sleeping? Oh, he is asleep. God, he's so freaking hot. Maybe if I say the words out loud, if I just get them out of my head and to him, it would make me feel better. Well, I mean, it's worth a shot. You will never know how badly I like you. And definitely not in a sisterly way. Not in a friendly way either. I've liked you since our parents started dating. Those times I kept quiet around you. I didn't hate you, even though you swear I did. I was just so nervous. I remember spending hours trying to pick out a specific outfit. Things that were acceptable, but God, I tried so hard to get you to look at me like I wasn't just some girl you were gonna be tied to for the rest of your life. I wanted you to want me. God, and all those nights just fantasizing about you, about kissing you, or sitting in your lap, crawling into your bed, just to cuddle. I hate that you see me as your little stepsister. I hate that we can't be more. Because I think I could really make you happy. I know all of your favorite snacks. And I know what annoys you. I know how you like your clothes folded. What your favorite shampoo is. I just wish you knew me. I wish you saw me. And I just wish you'd... God, I just wish you'd kiss me. Just once. Oh. You know, I thought this would make me feel better, but now I'm just feeling worse. Are you awake? How much did you hear exactly? Oh, no, I'm definitely moving away from you now. Let go of me. No, I don't know if I can even look at you, to be honest. Oh, so you heard it all. Well, I guess I'm moving out now. No, I am not exaggerating. This is mortifying. Why are you still holding me like this? What are you doing? I am not sitting in your lap like this, not after all that. I told you already, I can't look at you. Fine, what do you want to ask me then? Yes, didn't you just hear all of that? Yes, I like you. I've had this ridiculous crush on you for a while now, and God, I should get off of you. No, I'm not gonna stop wiggling. I shouldn't be in your lap like this, and what? Why did you just do that? To shut me up? I think it's gonna have the entirely opposite effect. You can't just plop me on your lap and kiss me like that. That's not how... No, stop doing that. This is wrong. You know it is. This would devastate our parents if they saw us like this. And oh God, you're really good at that. Stop playing with my shirt like that. Your finger really feels really good running along my collarbone. And oh my God, what are we doing? I don't care how badly I want this. I am not going to do this with you. I really can't betray our parents like this. God, are you gonna keep kissing me whenever I argue about why we shouldn't be doing this? Have you always thought about it too? Really? So then, why do you always call me your little sister? I see. I guess that makes sense. It has always been sobering to think of you as my stepbrother. Although, no, I shouldn't admit to that. I've already admitted enough to you as it is. You what? You can't be serious. We cannot date. That is definitely out of the question. Sneak around and make out? Maybe. Sure, but date? Are you kidding me? We can't just... You really need to stop doing that. It's making me a little dizzy. No, I haven't changed my mind. No dating. There's really nothing you can do to change my mind on that. It's kind of a hard... What? What do you mean you want to try changing my mind? No, that's out of the question. In fact, I'm going to go to my room, and you should just stay here and cool down or something. Yes, I like you a lot, and you do. I don't know if this is, if this would work. There's so much we would have to work through, and God, how would we tell our parents? How would they even, you kissing my neck like that is really distracting. Yeah, I can see that you're trying to convince me. Okay, maybe we can try dating, but it has to be in secret for a while. I mean, we don't really know if we're compatible, you know? And all right. Yeah, we can try it out, but it has to be our little secret, okay? Please? Oh my God, don't call me your stepsister again. Oh God, I still don't know about this. Don't you think this is just wrong? Yeah, I know. I know we already established that we don't really have a sibling-like relationship, but that doesn't mean that we can just do this. Well, given that I'm in your lap and your hands are moving a little promiscuously on my body, God, stop going under my shirt. Yes, I do like watching your hands on me, and I do like the way your mouth feels on my lips, and I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. But please don't stop. Your fingers are just hovering over my nipples. God, they're already so hard, and you haven't even touched them yet. You really want me to say it? Sister's nipples. Can you please play with your sister's breasts? Oh God. Yes, that feels so good. The way you graze your fingers and squeeze them. Look, what are you? Against my big brother's thick cock. Oh God. Oh fuck. That feels so good. Oh. Help me. Please grab my hips and yes. Oh God, yeah. Like that. Oh God. Fuck. God, don't stop. Please. Yes. Yes. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Oh God. Yes. I liked creaming my panties for my big brother. And I still feel... Yeah. It was so good. I feel empty and still a little achy. I know that you can help fix that. And God, I want to. I've fantasized it more than you could possibly ever know. But I don't think I can get over. You're my stepbrother. Yeah. I can tell you like it when I call you that. Can I tell you a secret? I like when you call me your little sister. It feels dirty and wrong. Oh God, stop. Stop running your finger between my thighs. Oh, you can feel how wet I am. Well, you did get me all worked up like that. Can you finger me, please? Please finger your little sister's pussy. God. Yes. Yeah, I can ride your hand. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, your fingers are so fucking thick. Oh, can I take your dick out and stroke it? Around it. Is this okay? Oh, brother. Oh, you have such a big dick. Oh, yeah. God, yes. You'd stretch me so fucking good. Enjoying this. Yeah. Oh, harder. Yes. Fuck. I know what I do. I want you inside me, but I just... Oh God, okay, fuck. I love the way your tongue feels. Oh God. My mouth. Yeah. Oh. God, fuck, I need more. Yeah. I really do. Please. Please just fuck me. God, I just fucking need you inside me. I need my big brother's dick buried in my gut. Please. Please. Oh. Oh. Oh.
need you to keep moving. Yeah. Oh, I wanted you inside me for so long. Stretching me. Filling me. Bearing that cock inside me. Oh, God. Oh. Was made for your cock. Oh, God. Tell me you love your little sister's pussy. Milking your dick like this. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Do you like watching me ride your dick? Oh, fuck. Yes. Harder. Fuck. Yeah. It hurts so fucking good though. Oh God. I want more. Oh, I want you to break me. Oh God, to break your fucking little sister's cunt with your dick. Yes. Fuck. Oh God. Please touch your sister's throbbing clit. Please. Fuck. Fucking good wrapped around your dick like that. Do you want to fill me up? Fill your little sister up with that delicious fucking cum with that fucking cream pie. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah, I want you to pound that cum in me. Fuck. Don't stop. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm gonna come over here and take me out. Please fill me up. Don't stop. Fuck. Oh my God. I wanted this fucking trip out of me. Oh, fuck. It's just fucking dripping. Oh my God. No, wait. Just, can you stay inside me for a second? Thank you. I can feel your heart. I don't want to leave this space. I want to just stay here with you inside me. Yeah, it's definitely making a mess right here. And where else would you like to fuck your little sister? My ass isn't off the table, but you would be popping that cherry. Oh no. No, I'm spent. You better start calming down. In fact, are you hungry? I can make you your favorite sandwich. I mean, of course. I'm always gonna know what you like. I am
your sister after all. Right. Step sister. You know, I don't think our parents should leave us alone together anymore. Oh, yeah? You're seeing the benefits of keeping it a secret now? Glad I could convince you.